Can professional designers bring some joy to the most frustrating, annoying moments in daily life? We recently asked you to tell us what terrible thing or place or experience you wanted us to transform into something more joyful. We heard about all kinds of dreadful stuff: airport security lines, winter weather, taxes. Ingrid Fattel is a designer with the big cutting-edge firm IDEO. And she is now back in the studio to announce which terrible, miserable, no good, very bad thing that she and her IDEO team are going to tackle for us and you. Ingrid Fattel, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
So what are some of the things or experiences among the hundreds that people submitted? What are the ones that stood out to you?
There were some really interesting patterns in the things that people submitted. One of the patterns that we noticed was places where people feel a kind of lack of control. The dentist's office, elevators, and other places where you're just waiting.
Yeah. So among all these suggestions that people made, was there one experience that kept coming up?
The daily commute. And it manifested in different forms. Some people talked about a driving commute. Some people talked about the subway. Some people talked about trains, bus stops. So there were a number of different ways, but it was by far and away the most mentioned topic.
So people want us to design the entire American transportation system in some new fashion. I don't know if we can do that.
It's a big ask. It is a big ask.
But you took that idea, commuting, and sort of not just a commute, but what are you going to redesign?
One of the things that we like to do when we get faced with a challenge that's that big is we like to look at what is the most acute or extreme moment.
Uh-huh.
So nothing seems quite as acute or painful as that Monday morning commute after you've had a wonderful weekend and you wake up and you go to either get in your car or get on the subway.
Right, because it's that phase change from I'm my own master and can do whatever I want and it's been 48 hours and oh, now here we are on the treadmill again. It does seem kind of expansive and ambitious as a thing for us, you, to take on.
Right. Well, so I think for us, you know, we could look at just the commute itself, or we could look at all the things that are happening around that commute, really look at Monday more generally and try to understand, why do people say things like, I have a case of the Mondays? Why is Monday in general so joyless? And we think there are lots of interesting opportunities that go beyond just that one painful moment in the day.
One of our listeners who told us about her frustration with Mondays is Dorothy Weiss. She lives in Alexandria, Virginia, and let's give her a call.
That sounds great.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Dorothy?
Yes, it is. Is this Kurt?
It is. Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How about you?
I am well, thank you. And I am here with Ingrid Fattel from the design firm IDEO. And we've got some good news for you. As you requested, Ingrid and her team are going to redesign Mondays.
Oh, awesome. That would be the best. It'd be
well,
even better
plan.
If they could get rid of it altogether.
Well, that may be beyond their brilliance and our superpowers. But Dorothy, I want to ask you. You wrote to us that there is nothing more joyless for you than riding up to work on Monday mornings in the elevator. What is it that you do for a living that makes you dread Mondays and the elevator so much?
Well, actually, at the moment, I'm self-employed, in part because I just couldn't stand those Monday mornings anymore.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah, actually, I think what I like most is that I no longer have a routine. You know, it used to be you get up, you brush your teeth, you take your shower, you do your hair, you get dressed, you know, and it's all this sort of very routine, and it's really nice now to be able to vary that routine. I don't have to do things in exactly the same order. It's just that lack of every day being the same routine.
Well, Dorothy, you are one of the lucky few. Congratulations for the time being. But maybe there's something Ingrid and her team can take from your experience and apply to the world of ordinary wage slaves. Dorothy, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I hope that I can help save Mondays for everybody else. That'd be terrific.
We're off to a
Take
start.
Care.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So for you guys, what is the next step to try to actually figure out as they say in your world, a deliverable?
So we spend a lot of time talking to people. So we're going to be talking to people, not just people who work in offices, but people who work in all kinds of jobs. We know that people in service industries, for example, who are catering to the Monday rush can experience a Monday crunch as well. And then we're going to be doing some sketches and making some prototypes to test things out with people in the real world before we bring them back and show them to you.
Excellent. I cannot wait to see how this expansive, ambitious, gigantic thing can be addressed. And it's a high degree of difficulty, but I have no doubt that you and the team can come up with something great.
Thanks. We're excited too.
Ingrid Fattel will be back in a few weeks to reveal IDEO's makeover for Mondays. Until then, we'll all just have to keep sucking it up and slogging away.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.